Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the Embody Love Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Astea, and this is episode number 2.
Welcome to the Embody Love Podcast for spiritual seekers and sensitive souls, where it's all about learning practical tools for empowering your divine path. Here's your host, intuitive healer and coach, Melissa Astea.
In today's episode, I'm sharing with you 8 indicators that your root chakra is out of balance and what you can do to bring it back into alignment. Number 1, low energy. So if we're feeling easily exhausted by our daily activities, that's usually the result of our ki or chi being low. And that happens because our root chakra is closed or blocked. Now, since our root chakra represents our physical body and our connection to the physical world, it makes complete sense that if it's closed or blocked, then our energy is low, and we feel easily wiped out by our physical world experiences. Number 2, increased anxiety. So if our root chakra is closed or blocked, then our energy is not flowing normally. And any stress that we're experiencing in our life is then not being grounded, processed, and released. This increased stress, this excess energy, can then lead to that feeling of increased anxiety. Number 3, physical symptoms. The root chakra governs our bones, our adrenal glands, our legs, and our feet. Now, if your root chakra is out of balance for an extended period of time, you may notice symptoms in any of these areas. Number 4, clumsiness. If you're suddenly dropping things, tripping over things, bumping into things, or bumping into people, it's an indication that your root chakra is out of balance. And ongoing clumsiness can be an indication that it's time to get grounded and reconnect with your physical body. Number 5, detaching. We can easily get caught up in, social media, binging our favorite TV shows, and, just generally spending too much time indoors. These habits often go hand in hand with eating too much unhealthy food, or not drinking enough water, or not getting fresh air. When we're not connecting with our physical body and the physical world in a healthy way, our root chakra becomes imbalanced and we feel detached from ourselves and from the world that we live in. Number 6, holding on. When the root chakra is healthy and open, it functions as the waste system for our energy body. It releases that energy that's no longer needed, and it helps us maintain balance through letting go. So when that root chakra is closed or blocked, the excess energy has nowhere to go. And then this can cause us to get caught up in repetitive thoughts or holding on to toxic feelings, and what I often refer to as replay mode. So if you're holding on, or if you're having a difficult time letting go, or having trouble moving forward in your life, it's probably time to open and clear your root chakra. Number 7, you feel spacey. Okay, so if you're feeling lost in your thoughts, like, you know, you're floating, or you just have that detached feeling, and you're kind of spacey. That's another indication that your energies are not being grounded or anchored through your physical body. And number 8, unfocused. If you're having a difficult time setting a clear goal or setting a clear intention, and then taking that goal or intention and breaking it down into actionable steps, and then making it happen, this is usually a root chakra issue. You know, we are spiritual beings. We've chosen to be here in our physical body, to live in this physical world. Our root chakra helps us to understand how to keep an even pace as we accomplish our goals and intentions in the physical world. So now that we've identified these 8 signs, let's get to the good stuff. What can we do to bring our root chakra back into alignment? I love teaching empowerment tools, so go ahead and grab a pen and paper and let's get started. Number 1, you need to get outside. Walk around barefoot in the grass. Hug a tree. Just be in nature. Breathe fresh air. There is nothing like reconnecting with the grounding and the healing energy of our planet. So, if you can commit to 5 or 10 minutes per day of being outside in nature, you will definitely experience a difference in your ability to be present and grounded inside your physical body throughout your day. Number 2, drink water. Lots and lots of water. Especially if you're a caffeine drinker, drink even more water. Water cleanses us and it carries toxins out of the body. So give your body what it needs to physically release and to stay hydrated. Make sure that you are drinking plenty of water every single day. Number 3, eat healthy, vibrant foods as much as possible. I know that, you know, we live in a crazy, busy, fast-paced society. And so I understand how eating healthy can be a challenge. Don't overwhelm yourself with, you know, changing everything all at once. If you're just getting started with eating healthy, start with 1 meal a day and then go from there. Slow down and notice the difference in your energy levels when you eat healthy, nutritious foods. Just notice how your body digests these foods. Notice the elevation of your mood when your body is getting all the nutrients it needs, not just to survive, but to thrive in this physical world. Number 4. Move your body. You know, you can go for a 10-minute walk. You know, you could take the stairs or park further away than you normally would. You go take a yoga class, go to the gym, or work out in your living room. Whatever you decide to do, whatever feels good to you, just move your body every single day. Conscious physical movement on a daily basis is so grounding and empowering for us. Number 5, get a massage or energy work. Physical touch by a massage therapist or receiving energy work from an energy healer can help us to really ground and get our energies flowing in a healthy way again. Even a 30-minute session can bring amazing shifts for us. And finally, number 6, practice a grounding mantra, visualization, or meditation every single day. This daily practice can be done anywhere, anytime, as long as you're not driving. And it can be as simple as just taking a nice deep breath and saying, "My root chakra is open, clear, and balanced." You can also visualize yourself anchoring your full presence and awareness of yourself, your physical body, to the earth. You know, you could visualize or feel grounding earth energy flowing up through your root chakra, opening, clearing, and balancing it perfectly. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Embody Love Podcast. I would love to hear from you. I want to know which indicators rang true for you. Do you have any additional tools that I didn't mention that you use for opening and clearing your root chakra when it's out of balance? I would love to hear from you. Go ahead and comment below and share your thoughts with us. And if you would like to join our Divinely Aligned Community membership for a monthly intuitive reading, clearing, and empowerment tools, you can try it free for 3 days, and then it's just $22 per month. You can visit enlightenyourpath.com/community to learn more and to join today. Okay, thank you so much for listening. I am sending love and blessings your way for a beautiful day.